Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The Olympic motto is Citius Altius Fortius. That is Latin for faster, higher, and stronger. But should this apply to solo synchronized swimming? Back in the 1980s, organizers believed it did. Solo synchronized swimming? Doesn't it take two to synchronize? It's a little like having singles performing couples ice skating. Pistol dueling has also been featured. Thankfully, the participants were only shooting at mannequins with targets on their chests. The Olympic Games of 1900 included three events you won't believe. The first was live pigeon shooting. The goal? Eliminate as many pigeons as possible. Belgium's Leon de London did away with 21 pigeons on his way to the gold. Next came swimmers climbing a pole, then scrambling over and under a row of boats in a sort of Olympic version of total wipeout. Finally, my all-time favorite Olympic event, poodle clipping. This involved 128 competitors performing in front of 6,000 fans. The goal was to clip the fur off as many poodles as one could in 2 hours. Avril LaFoule won gold with a total of 17 clipped poodles. Organizers gave it the paws down, though, and the event was never featured again. Now, why am I telling you this? Because 6 Olympic Games later, one of my favorite sports stories ever began. It involved Bill Havens, a canoeing specialist and a shoe-in to win gold. Bill was America's shining hope in the 1924 Paris Summer Olympics, having not lost a paddling race in years. But a few months before the Games, he faced a dilemma. His wife was likely to give birth to their first child while he was gone. Would he go for the gold or stay for the memory? "I'll make it fine on my own," his wife insisted. His cousin, Kirk Havens, later said, "That was a time when they traveled to the Olympics on a steamer. There was no chance to fly back." So Bill made up his mind. This was a milestone he simply would not miss. The media and family and friends were surprised with his announcement that he was going to stay home. And due to the Depression and World War II, he missed his shot at Olympic gold later. But on August 1, 1924, Bill held his first child, a boy, Frank. Bill said he never regretted his decision, but later admitted that he always wondered what might have been. As the boy grew, Bill poured his life into little Frank, and the two bonded over canoes and riding rapids. Bill's grandson, Dan Havens, said he never got another chance for gold, but he pushed his son hard. In the 1948 London Games, Frank earned silver and set his sights on winning gold in Helsinki, Finland in 1952. But Frank fractured all three of his canoe paddles soon after arriving. His only option? Borrow one from Team Canada. Hey, we Canucks gladly helped. And the next day, Frank sent a telegram to his father. "Dear Dad, thanks for waiting around for me to be born. I'm coming home with the gold medal that you should have won. Signed, your loving son, Frank." Well, whatever comes to mind when you hear the word father, know this. You have a heavenly father who loves you, a savior who made the ultimate sacrifice that you might one day walk the streets of gold in heaven. As for Bill Haven's grandchildren, they have the canoe, the historic paddles, the gold medal, and the Olympic flag draped over a staircase. But the true gold is found in that telegram, sent to a man of character who loved his family enough to sacrifice, a dad who won a gold in fatherhood.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper, encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.